This is over a year and a half ago, Sister Rita and I began our calling in the Virginia Chesapeake Mission. We encountered a steep learning curve, probably steeper than the curve over here on the wood. We also encountered soon a few companionships that had stopped working for a variety of reasons. The first companionship, we needed an emergency transfer, and that was accomplished. A few days later, we found a companionship that needed a very strong call to repentance and recommitment to their purpose, and that was accomplished. Soon, we found another companionship who had stopped working entirely. We visited their apartment in the evening after 9 o'clock and the crossing hours to see what was going on. And the issue was, one of them thought that the other companion was not exactly obedient enough, and it had something to do with striped socks. That was actually the more difficult one to handle. After an hour and a half, finally Sister Reed found ourselves back to the mission home. And as she walked into the mission home, I found myself walking out onto the driveway of the mission home to get some fresh air. And I noticed as I looked around that our neighbor's house had a very steep gable, and I was standing at exactly the right place on the pavement. That gable pointed directly to the North Star, and I took it as a sign, and I took my moment, and I gazed heavenward and to myself, but to whoever was listening up there, I said, "Really? This is the way Israel was to be gathered in the last days." And brethren, I testify to you that my heart filled with joy, and the answer came into my being, and yes, 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 this is how Israel was to be gathered in the last days. These 18, 19, 20-year-old young men and young women are the hunters and fishers that Jeremiah saw hundreds of years ago on every mountain, on every hill, in the holes of the rocks, seeking those who would promise to obey and enter into the covenants of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And these are the people that the prophet Zenas saw, who are among the servants that the Lord of the vineyard is calling for the last time to work in his vineyard. I bear my witness that as servants together, that as we magnify whatever calling has come to us, we are about our Father's business. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.